time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Ed Ledlow. Tesla CEO Elon Musk defending the company's robots over claims that there is a reliance on remote human operators by putting out a video showing Tesla's Optimus walking around on the factory floor. And this comes after a video released last week showed how much progress the prototypes are making in moving around on their own. So, Ed, where are these claims that there's a reliance on remote human operators? Where's that coming from?
Let me clarify a few things. Last week, Tesla held a really splashy event in Hollywood at the Warner Brothers lot where they invited tons of people and they had Optimus humanoid robots walking around and interacting with the crowd. And in those interactions with the crowd where the robots were playing games of like rock, paper, scissors, or they were pouring drinks, or they were like high-fiving, the robots were being remotely controlled by Tesla staff. There was teleoperation. And Tesla never said anything about that. They never expressly confirmed it. We confirmed it with our sources at Tesla, though many of the attendees speculated about it. And what I reported immediately after that event is that about 3 weeks before the event took place, Elon Musk, who's the CEO of Tesla, went to the team responsible for the robot and said he wanted them there at the party. And it just wasn't enough time to get them to a point where they could operate autonomously. And that left a lot of people disappointed, right? Because that's on the face of it what they thought the robot was doing. They thought the robot was walking around powered by AI, you know, doing this on its own. So fast forward to last night, and late at night, Tesla releases this video, which shows the robot in a Tesla facility, a factory, which in the captions of the video says that this particular one, which they filmed, is actually doing all of these amazing things on its own, powered by AI.
Okay, so it's not like they said that they were independent at this splashy Hollywood event. They just let you assume that.
Yeah, there was a big assumption, but you know, it's kind of the classic confusion of Elon Musk and these big product unveils that they have. The main thing that Elon Musk said on stage was that this Optimus robot is going to do things in the very near future, like be able to babysit your children, be a personal robot in the home that can help you with tasks like cooking or lifting boxes. And the main headline that came out of it is that it could cost as little as $20,000. Now, of course, for all the listeners across the Bay Area, $20,000 is a lot of money. But could you imagine having this sort of amazing robot for $20,000 compared with, say, what you would pay in salary for someone to do all those kinds of things over the course of a year? But because it was never explicitly stated that this robot in and amongst the crowd was being teleoperated, people were just left wondering, you know, and they were left posting on X, which is the platform formerly known as Twitter, those that were in attendance saying things like, this is either the greatest piece of technology I've ever seen, or it's almost a deception because it's too good to be true if it is being teleoperated.
Okay, so Elon Musk was basically saying that this robot can do all these things. It's just that they weren't ready to do it on the day that it was unveiled.
Yeah, and those are kind of the dots that we joined. So, you know, we spoke to sources and they were like, you know, they had 3 weeks notice, the team that works on the robot. Teleoperation was the only way they would get around 50 of these robots to be at that party in a way that they could demonstrate them and have them interact with the guests. You know, 3 weeks is just not enough to get 50 of these things to be fully autonomous, where they make decisions powered by AI and interact with humans powered by AI. That's just not where they're at. They have a long way to go, but they're getting close and they are making progress. The video last night, what I reported very early this morning when I woke up, is that what's interesting about it, Elon Musk personally signed off on it being posted last night. And I think what we read from that is that they're very carefully, or he is very carefully, considering the information being shared about the progress that's being made on this product. Because he himself said on stage last Thursday night, this is going to be the most significant, the most important product that Tesla makes. And loads of people listening to this program right now know, well, hold on, I thought that Tesla makes electric vehicles for consumers.
Right.
Well, we're repositioning Tesla, if Elon Musk is to be believed, a future where it's more focused on AI and on robotics.
That is Bloomberg's Ed Ludlow. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, you can tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.